He made a noise that I've never heard a human make before. He made a noise like he was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you guys ready? That's what he said.
Listen, we went to Dead Mouse at the Bowl last night, okay? And for maximum efficiency, Marsh decided that instead of buying individual drinks, we should only drink full bottles of wine. Three bottles later, it's a little rocky right now.
Good morning. Good morning to those of the Fear Am podcast. Yeah, welcome right. to another episode where we are recording at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Wide-eyed and bushy-tailed.
We're fresh, though.
Fresh.
No, Will is, which is like pissing me off a little bit.
Why?
Because you're not a morning person.
Yeah, but we usually do this after we've all done like 5 broadcasts and you guys just tune out.
It's just like pisses me off because I've known you for a decade plus.
Yeah.
And I never see you this cheery.
I never see you this cheery. I've just been having an awesome time.
You have been. He came in first. He came in, he walked in before 8, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Which not crazy though. Let's talk about this part. Cutie was the last person.
Cutie, we actually tabulated. We did the math. This is a
just got here. We couldn't have started. You could have started without me. You could not have started without Marsh.
We did do some math. We did crunch some numbers, uh-huh. and we realized you've never been on time for an episode in our 100 episode run.
No, not once.
Not once.
Like I believe that. I do. Yeah. I really believe it.
And it's crazy.
And I'm not going to change.
At first, it made sense because you were coming from like an entirely different state. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. You were like driving from Sandy. You were driving from Nevada.
Yeah.
Right?
But now
you don't live that far from me.
No.
I just don't. I just, guys.
She's tired. She's tired.
Like you, ah!
It's so early.
You have the floor. Go ahead and speak.
Okay. I want to let everyone know that I just got accosted by words because I don't really know what accosted means. I got accosted by words when I got here because I'm cozy. I'm in my sweatshirt. I'm in my pants. I'm in my Lulus. And these guys are like, Cutie, you're not sexy enough for this podcast.
This is
completely
erroneous. Completely erroneous.
They said, Cutie, wow.
The angle of this, okay, ugly bitch. That's crazy.
The slander.
We didn't say that. What a mistake we made by letting this bitch talk.
That's insane. This is why you should always silence women.
Okay. No, hold on.
The way this happened, and you can verify if this is true, Cutie said, I don't like this camera angle. It makes my ass look fat. And Hassan and I both went, yo, use it.
That's
dude. Right.
Shake that thing. Start showing some of that juicy stuff, is what we said.
Get us some viewership.
Yeah, we were like, why aren't you looking like a harlot?
No, freaking, you're not oiled up.
We said, get those feet out like fan.
I did take my feet out, and everyone gets mad at me.
It's like she's got little slits on the side of the pants. Like, that's not nearly enough, bro. No. That's not nearly enough. You got a fucking Mario Kart Grand Prix sweater on right now. No cleavage. Yeah. What is this?
Guys, Austin's not showing any cleavage.
Yeah, you need to slut it up too.
No, I'm sick and tired of being slut shamed.
What?
No, we want you to slut
it
up.
No, I that's all
we are shaming you for not being a slut.
People think that I'm eating ass all the time, fucking a bunch of twinks.
Oh my God.
It's not true.
I'm gonna dress
more appropriate. And I'm not going to bring attention to my body.
What are you talking? It's your only topic of conversation.
Austin's favorite thing is just like to start new drama surrounding him. Like start new lies surrounding him by just openly saying, oh, people are saying that I have a massive penis and I hate it.
He's very Trumpian. Anytime he has a topic, he'll be like, people are saying this, folks are clamoring.
They are, folks are saying it.
Yeah, and then like he gets bored of the lies. And then,
there's no lie.
So then like 3 weeks there's later, no he'll lie. Come Look. On my stream and be like, why is everybody saying you and I are dating, Hassan? And it's like, bro, no one is saying that. That's funny, though. You're the one who tried to start it.
And also that Hassan drinks Starbucks coffee. That was funny, too.
Oh, yeah.
That was a
You are so bad at being gay. Like, you should be way messier. You should be a way bigger pathological liar.
Oh, so you don't think I lie enough?
Yeah, but don't, actually, because we will put you back in the closet.
Okay.
If you keep that energy.
You guys are like my keepers.
Yeah.
Well, all right, before we move off, I gotta go back to Dead Mouse at the Bowl last night. Because Marsh and I, for us, this was our Eras tour, Kitty.
Oh, wow. Okay?
I will admit something.
That's a good... What?
I will admit something. Marsh and I both cried at one point. It was very meaningful. It was very emotional. But the vibe...
What is it?
The vibe was very good. The vibe was very good, except for one moment that... I want to show it to you guys. Mm. And you guys can tell me... Please be the judge of this. Mm. So... Dead Mouse brought out a number of artists throughout the evening.
Okay.
One artist that just kind of appeared on stage was Tommy Lee, the drummer of Motley Crue.
Tommy Lee that was married to Pamela Anderson, the robber broken and stole the corn. I know all the
lore. I'm a Motley Crue fan, right? Okay. So I immediately identified that this was Tommy Lee. Now, we don't have all the footage from last night. I just took a quick video. No one's talking about this, but it is my impression and Marsh's impression that no one invited Tommy Lee on stage.
What?
And that he just kind of appeared there. Take a look. Take a look at these vibes. He's wearing the dream hat on the left, and he is tweaking right now.
Wait.
The vibes are really uncomfortable everywhere.
But the vibes aren't just him. I think.
Yeah, who's the guy with the long hair doing this?
No, that's his producer.
The guy looks like Garth from.
Wait, where's Dead Mouse?
He's the one in the hat.
Yeah.
I thought he wore a mouse head.
Well, he opened for himself.
Wait, Will, I'll be honest. I think maybe you guys were tweaking because.
Wait, they're talking to one another, though.
I'm telling you, the vibe was a little strange.
I think y'all were tweaking.
You think? You think it was a bottle of wine?
No, because I think the vibes are kind of straight. I thought the blonde, you could have told me the blonde guy was the one that was kind of strange.
That's his producer.
I thought all the vibes were weird.
Yeah. Okay.
It looks like, to me, it looks like four guys that stumbled into a garage sale that someone was selling a DJ, and they like all started tinkering with it like old white men do.
Yeah. Yeah.
What? That's just how I feel. You guys don't want to hear how I feel.
No, I think that's
we need to silence this bit.
I thought it was great.
Okay, initiated.
No, I thought it was great.
No, I like the take.
We need you to speak.
I was laughing at your jokes. Please,
that wasn't a joke. That was my feelings.
In fact, well, it was so
funny. Your feelings are funny.
If you run the clock, you've talked.
You are naturally humorous and pretty and beautiful and natural.
Valid.
Yeah. She's going to make another. Oh! She's gonna make another compilation where she just stares blankly into the distance while we're talking.
I hate it here, so I will go to Secret Gardens in my mind.
Did you see
that?
Did you?
I saw
that
clip.
Was that Taylor Swift lyrics?
Yeah,
I could tell because they were bad.
I saw that.
Oh, you want to talk about old men at a garage sale?
Oh, no.
That bitch is writing lyrics with AI.
Oh, no. Listen, the Lab with Tattoos was a banger.
Okay,
I want to go back to the 1830s minus the racism. My anti-racist queen, don't even get it started. Yeah. I'm a Swifty.
At least she didn't say with the racism.
That's fair.
Based.
She said just the homophobia.
Imagine she said that.
Bear.
Just the homophobia, no women's rights.
The yellow fever.
Yeah.
The fucking dengue fever, bubonic plague.
Yeah, she's like, I wanna fucking get executed by a doctor for having gangrene.
Bleeding with leeches was sick.
Bloodletting.
Oh, food's outside. Tell your brother.
Wait, my food's outside.
Tell
too.
The dog. Kaya, get the food. Kaya.
She will eat the food.
I'll go get the food.
Okay. It's a lot.
That was nice of Austin. Let's talk shit.
As soon as he's out of frame, he drops something.
He's going to drop
something? No, he's not going to drop something.
You want to take that bet?
Can I be a shady bitch?
Yeah.
So Austin, the other week, he was mad at us. I won't leak too much why, but he was mad at us. And he had mine and Will's salad in his hand, and he threw it on the ground.
He did.
So I kind of,
Yeah. I watched it happen. It was funny as hell.
And so I thought it was funny if he gets the food right now.
Yeah, Cutie looked at me at one point and was like, It's gone now, cutie. It's gone.
Yeah.
It recovered. It recovered. It does give me a little PTSD. Knowing that he's carrying the food.
But it was awesome because it was a salad, so we shook it.
It was, no.
He pre-shook it. He just Kim Kardashian the salad.
He pre-shook it for you. You don't even appreciate it.
Dude, this episode's so great. Funny. See, we're like happy
Will,
and joyous.
Yeah, we should always. Yeah, we should always do it at fucking 8 a.m.
Cutie, yesterday you were coming off of not one, but two streams and a podcast, 11 hours on camera.
That's why they call me the goat.
But I'm just saying you would rather
nobody
do
calls that,
that. Than,
no one calls
than just
me that.
Jesus Christ.
Fucking Austin is on his tub show with Pokimane, and he's like, name one woman. And Pokey was like, name a woman on Twitch that's inspirational.
No, he said, name your favorite
Is that
women.
What it was?
And then she said, can I name streamers? And he goes, yes. And she's like...
She's like, my friend.
No.
She goes, my friend Janet. I was like sitting there. I was like, Pokey, you bitch.
Oh my God.
I'm right
God.
Here.
Is
so
there drama?
Yeah, Pokey and I have drama. I don't fuck with her.
Yo, it could be because that, like, your relationship started off with you having her as your wallpaper.
I
so I feel
so
like
funny.
Once that happens, like, there's never.
Yeah, she really is the goat, though.
I'm the goat.
Nobody says that.
I re-injured my rib at the Rage Cage, and this is excruciating.
What's a...
Oh, you mean the Starbucks coffee? No. Yeah.
You brought Starbucks into my household? No, I didn't. That's crazy.
I didn't.
No, it's because he forgot to order for me, so he had to split.
I didn't
get
Starbucks coffee. I didn't order Starbucks.
That's crazy.
He didn't order me a coffee.
You better not
so
have ordered
have
Starbucks.
This has Fifi on it.
Yeah.
And Kaya. Where'd this come from?
My mom made it.
Aw. That's nice.
Yeah.
What would we talk about if we were alone?
You and I? We have so much to talk about.
Really?
Are you kidding me?
I don't know if we could. I feel like I would just get mad at you.
That's what you do anyway. Oh. Even if it's not just you and I.
Jesus, a lot of anger coming from you.
Yeah, I am angry. What the fuck are we doing? I am not a morning person. Or
me neither.
I am a morning person in comparison to like the regular people who are not morning persons.
I'm not me until I've had my coffee.
I'm not me until I take...
This will be your best show because you are a person who you have a battery. And when that battery's gone, you start doom scrolling Twitter.
Oh, no, I don't have Twitter on my phone anymore. It's great for my mental health.
You deleted
Twitter? I don't use it anymore either.
I deleted Twitter from my
phone
only.
I tweet about like my shows and stuff.
Fancy Egg McMuffin?
Yeah, you want
it? No, I don't want it. I don't want it.
I'm nervous about my cortisol levels in the morning.
Stress?
What?
Yeah, I'm
nervous.
Tell me about it. My heart feels tight right now, and I'm drinking coffee.
No, your heart should be able to handle it. I've looked into it.
You've looked into her heart?
Not her heart, but...
You know, your cortisol levels are sometimes high in the morning.
I'm worried about my heart too right now.
Yeah. You got to get that EKG.
I want an EKG.
Yeah.
You know, you can buy one.
The Apple Watch literally has like.
I know, but I can't find my charger.
I can't. And it looks ugly.
Yeah. We don't.
What?
They sell an EKG at Target. You can put your two fingers.
You sent it to me.
Wait, did I really?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I forgot about that.
We should buy it.
We should. It's only like $70. It's got like a 4.5.
Have you seen? Do you think thing works? There's this thing that you stand on and it shakes you, and it's supposed to help clear out your lymphatic system. And I see people on TikTok with it. Do you think it works?
Probably. No. Can you send it to me?
No, it doesn't. No, I know exactly what that is. That's like
really?
It's they have it at gyms. That's what you're talking about, right? You hold on to it and it shakes your feet.
You. Okay,
yeah,
I saw something ridiculous. There was a
just workout. You know,
there was a you guys seen
I'll
the
shake you.
You guys seen the ab shocker?
Yeah,
fun.
You
that
seen the ab shocking?
That is real.
Wait,
the
is that real?
Shocker?
No, there's an ab shocker.
It's a Thames machine.
Yeah, and you can it like stimulates your ab muscles. So you think you can get 6-pack abs with one of those things?
No.
Would it help tone you?
But it would.
It'll hurt.
It'll hurt definitely. But technically, you could use that because it is still activating your muscles. Like people use it for recovery. People that originates from physical therapy. That's
so it's not going to tone my abs. So I shouldn't buy one.
It'll. I think the pain is not worth the benefits, I guess. No.
Oh, so
don't
it's
come
painful.
In here, Fiona.
Because I saw like one of those offices selling them for $1,000 a session.
She's still coming in here.
Fiona, okay. No.
Oh, no, you can come in.
Well, if she comes in here, then Kaya's gonna come in bouldering.
If she comes in here and farts again.
Oh god. That too.
That was awful.
She do be having
guys,
those
I have
stanky
really
ones.
Bad news.
What's that?
I didn't text you guys about it because I was waiting to tell you here.
Sorry.
This is my moment. You ready?
Yeah.
I've been dropped from FaZe. They dropped me and they didn't tell me.
Wow.
That's and I found out via the tweet.
Control Alt Delete.
Yeah.
I got deleted.
I heard it's because you're just like, you're from like the corpo era and you weren't with the family.
Well, it's weird because I really thought I was an original gangster.
True. Can we walk it back quickly and let the audience know what you're referencing right now?
Yeah. So, okay. Even further, you look cool. Yeah, you should keep doing
that. I'm going to do this while you're talking because I'm just like, this is like Begone Demon, like that type of shit to you because you're a woman.
I've been phased.
I can't begin to explain to you how much I hate women, guys.
We need to go back even further. So if you don't know phase, it's a really
and
cool
gay people.
Religious cult that hates women and gay people, but also loves Call of Duty.
Yeah.
So phase first started their little org. And we love them. They're so great. And then they get bought out by Big Corpo. They sell. They get sold to the guys in the wigs.
Corpo.
And then Banks is like, hey, what the heck? But while Corpo's there, they sign a bunch of people. They sign like Grace. And I know I say Grace because there's lots of drama. Grace from Stranger Things, one of my friends. She
Flex.
Yeah, we're friends. We went and saw Christina Aguilera in a backyard, which I tried to tell you guys about one episode, but you kept cutting me off, so you never heard about how I saw Christina Aguilera in a backyard.
Wow, how would we have ever lived?
I cannot believe you saw Christina Aguilera in a backyard. Our relationship, the trajectory of our relationship has been altered forever.
Did she play dirty?
I don't remember.
Did she play dirty in a backyard?
She sang one song and I don't remember.
Was it like a genie in a bottle?
No.
Well, then it's a waste of time.
What songs does she have other than those two songs?
Well, maybe if you would have heard about it.
You are beautiful, no matter what they say.
Is that Christina Aguilera?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because words can't.
Why are you getting mad?
Yeah, he's gay. He's just.
How dare you? Listen up, gay boy.
It feels like he's pretending to be gay right now.
Yeah. No, I love Christina Aguilera.
Really? Name 10 songs.
Okay, come on. That's ridiculous. That's like naming 10.
Name one other than the three we just listed.
Name 10 songs and maybe you can figure out which one Cutie heard.
There's no way. This is like naming 10 women.
I could name 10 Taylor Swift songs in 2 seconds.
Yeah, because she's got 500 of them.
Quick aside.
I could name 10
Taylor Swift. Did you see the stats video for name 100 women?
Yeah.
Did you see that he was like, and then there's Will Neff.
You had the porn skip.
35 porn stars.
Wait, you're the only reason why? I saw the stats and I was like, I saw 33 porn stars. And I was like, well, yes. Like, did Will not participate? Like, what happened? There's only 33.
You need to do the 100 porn star run.
So I told my girlfriend, I was like, Caroline, I bet I could clear this with just porn stars. And she's like, try. And I was like, okay. Which is why I front loaded them all like that. But I could probably hit 100.
I think
that.
Second with the most porn stars was Slime.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, makes sense.
Slime could be a porn star.
Oh,
continue.
For sure.
You were seeing Christina Aguilera in a backyard.
No, I don't care anymore.
Talking about FaZe. We're phasing up.
We're talking about FaZe. So Grace got signed to FaZe and FaZe freaked out. A bunch of the original gangsters.
Yeah.
They freaked out and they're like, why are you signing this cute little blonde girl? And there was lots of drama. And so then FaZe was like, fuck this shit. And she left. But that was a big corpo decision. Anyway.
They kicked her out?
She left.
She left of her own volition. She left. It was like. It was like she.
There was a lot of public
back
and forth. She cried because one of the dudes was like,
he was evil.
What dude? What's the name of that dude? They all have names.
It's like Zeppo, Zippy, and Boppy.
Yeah, it'll be like FaZe Dick Cancer. What's up? Coming to you.
Yo,
live.
That name is actually gas though. Go back and make my stream name Dick Cancer.
Yeah.
It's way better than Cutie Cinderella.
Yeah. What's up? It's FaZe Dick Cancer coming to you live today. We're gonna talk about. There's a new meta going on. People are naming 100 women. I'm going to name 100 qualities I hate about women.
I mean, my gamer tag isn't much better than that.
Many of them were really bad.
Extra filthy.
What was it? Well, you had one, another one.
The Violator.
The Violator.
The Violator.
Yeah. And then he had a super lame one. Rapscallion.
Dirty Rapscallion.
Mm. That one is like, how do you go from Violator to Dirty Rapscallion? You're such a theater kid.
Rapscallion was from The Marvelous Misadventures of Flapjack, which is one of my favorite cartoons.
Ooh, I would love a pancake.
Okay, you want me to order one?
No.
From the griddle?
No, because I'm going to Disneyland after this.
She's going to Disneyland all week.
Yeah. It's Wait, Disney. We got to finish the
face. I know, we'll get there. Sorry.
Let's get back to the face thing.
Okay. So, thank you. All right. So anyway, big corpa buys FaZe and makes a lot of decisions, but then all of a sudden Banks is like, I'm taking back what's mine.
Yeah.
Brother Banks stands up.
Peace be upon him.
He buys it.
And also
he,
with you.
Does he buy it?
Yeah, I think he bought his interest back.
Brother Banks is back in charge.
With cryptocurrency, I hope.
With this cryptocurrency. I don't even know what Brother Banks looks like anymore because his profile pictures are still NFTs. Mm. But he buys it back.
Okay, can I pause for a second? This is unironic, but, you know, all the face stuff aside, Brother Banks, that's my homie, okay? That's my homie. We love Brother Banks. Go on.
Why? What are you afraid of?
He's afraid of going to an influencer party and not being welcome there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I always go to influencer parties.
Brother Banks has never been mean to me when I met him. In fact, he was a little afraid of me.
Banks was always nice when I met him.
No, he was really nice. It was at a party. And I said to Ludwig, I said, I want a picture with Banks. And then Ludwig goes, hey, Banks, my girlfriend wants a picture with you. And he goes, ooh, is she going to like dog me?
Oh, my God.
I said, I would never, brother.
Until now.
Never dog him. I'm not dogging him right now.
You're phony. You're phony. To be honest,
it's not. We're not even dogging him. We're just recanting exactly what happened.
He's still my brother.
And ultimately, what happened was FaZe let go a large swath of their creators.
Because he had to get rid of all the crypto babies.
And then,
corpo babies.
And then tweeted control alt delete.
Yeah, it was kind of badass. But it was also really sad for Kaylee.
Wild.
I saw Kaylee. She loves FaZe, and she's been signed with FaZe, and she reps FaZe more than any of the other FaZe boys.
And she just got axed.
And yeah, and I guess she found out about it.
All right, let's look at the back and forth between Kaylee and FaZe, and like some random person that chimed in, which FaZe Brother Banks responded to. Go to FaZe Banks' Twitter replies, and you will see a fuckfest. Basically, he's just been like tweeting at people nonstop. I don't know the intricacies of the inner workings of FaZe all that well, but obviously he didn't just cut all the corpo people, because Nick Merckx came during the corpo run. So did FaZe Ronaldo and those guys, which, by the way, of course, shouts out to Nick Merckx. That's my goat. Also love him. Regardless of our falling out, because I made fun of Dr. Disrespect's divorce. You're forever in my heart, Nick. That night that you signed a FaZe that still is in the top of my DM inbox, when FaZe Clan took photos of us and we were partying. Anyway.
What the fuck?
Those
is
guys
happening?
Were also
I don't know.
Those guys were also in the corpo era, and yet they didn't get axed because they saw them as valuable.
Your rage
FaZe
just
people.
Join FaZe? Am I crazy?
Yeah.
Did he get axed too?
No.
No. They see your rage as like a valuable asset.
I mean, your rage is dope.
Yeah, I like your rage as well. I'm just simply stating that I think it seems like they wanted to maintain like a FaZe brand or something and make it just friends.
I noticed.
And yeah, you know
just
who's not
friends? But it's a bunch of people that don't know each other.
Yeah, you know who's not friends? Girls.
Yeah, there are no girls.
So do they have any women left in their org?
I mean, that's kind of based.
Yeah, thank you, dude. Let's go. That's why we love Brother Banks.
Okay, so hold on. So there's no more women left in the org after this.
I don't know.
I think the org has gone down to like eight people.
Yeah, there's no women.
Okay.
And I don't even know if he's like also doing something with Kanye West or something, like with the porn.
Hey,
stuff.
FaZe, if you want to sign a girl, I'm right here.
And a homosexual.
I did, every single person that keeps getting cut from FaZe, though, they all keep saying, yeah, they never paid me a dime. And I'm like, why are you bitches putting their logo behind you then?
Mm.
I'm sorry.
For the love of the game.
That's so funny.
Really?
Dude, if the Jets signed me, they could have me for free.
No one can have me for free.
Yeah. Ludwig. I do so much for free.
He doesn't. He pays for the house.
Bro, you shut literally out. Have suggested paying rent. What are you talking about?
I know, but he won't let me know.
True.
Based. Thanks for that, by the way. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome. Is that why you brought it up?
What? No, it wasn't.
Are you a mastermind?
No.
Wait.
I was joking. He's actually nice and he never wanted me to pay rent.
FaZe started off as just a bunch of fucking dudes with big dreams, right? In our basement in Ohio. We got together. We were just like fucking getting doinks and COD, Modern Warfare 2, greatest era. We're running the shoddy knife combos, you know what I mean? Getting fucking flicks up. And then this thing called YouTube comes around and we're like, yo, let's post these videos on YouTube of me getting like triple.
Don't even know what he's saying.
Like,
Hassan, you're going so deep. You sound like a.
Our 360 flicks need to be flicked up on YouTube. We post that shit. Turns out hella people like it. We get famous. We go to GameStop. Everybody recognizes me. Hassan. I'm FaZe Banks.
You sound like a scarred ex-girlfriend or something.
Yeah. Listen.
Every single thing I mentioned is actually FaZe lore. I wasn't even joking.
And to summate.
Yeah.
Women are ruining gaming.
Okay.
You know what else women are ruining?
Mm.
Football. Especially.
Tell me.
The NFL draft. Marsh, cue Eagle scream. Cue America. Oh, no. Banner.
We gotta finish this drama. We got so much drama.
Oh, you want to do more on this?
Oh, we don't have to, but we got it. Like, you can't just, we're just halfway in it. We didn't even get to the meat of the sandwich.
The juiciness.
Oh, what's the meat?
Are you mad?
No, what's the meat? Okay. I didn't know. I thought that was the whole topic.
Marsh passed out on the keyboard.
Essentially, the biggest thing was Kaylee. So Kaylee gets a phone call while she's live on stream where she gets cut.
Right.
From FaZe. And so she tweets this thing out. She said, I'm so grateful for all the opportunities. I'll never forget when I got the phone call and got asked to join FaZe. The friends I made on the way, the support for my community, everything. Thank you guys for wishing them the best. But then Kaylee's on stream and she's like, yeah, I never got a dime. I never got a freaking dime. And FaZe goes, today sucked. I promise the only reason you're let go was because a genuine relation couldn't really have ever been formed because of the nature in which you were recruited.
He said, today sucked.
Yeah, you were recruited, unfortunately, during the darkest era of FaZe, and we just have to wipe our slate clean at all costs. It's paramount to getting this brand at the vibes, at this team, blah, blah, blah. Essentially, he's like, it's all love. Like, no hard feelings, okay. I hope, like, blah, blah, blah. But then Kaylee's on stream, and she's like, it's not all love. She's like, it's not all love, and I'm going to be making a video. So we stay
that's
sad.
That's how women be like.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's their point, right? That's what we're pro-FaZe, I thought. We
talked about
this. We
are pro-FaZe.
Okay, then you have to be anti-women, cutie. There's no...
Yeah, I'm not like the other girls.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, talk about how they suck and stuff.
Yeah, we don't even belong on FaZe or in video games or in the NFL.
Yeah. If you make another podcast, you should just call it Pygmies. That'd go crazy.
Pygmies. No.
That's awesome.
I'm not like the other girls.
All jokes aside, what the fuck are these guys doing? Yeah, sure. It got owned by, it got corpoed out. They fucking did a SPAC. It was a laughing stock of Wall Street.
But they dropped Snoop Dogg.
No, why do they have Snoop Dogg? That's the point. Like, what the fuck
what
are you guys
doing?
What do
you mean? I would sign Snoop Dogg.
Like, Lil Yachty at least, I guess, makes some sense. There was a couple, like, football players that are also, like, gamers themselves. But they've always been so... clout focused.
I don't know how FaZe makes money.
Listen,
they got to get back to the stuff that matters. 360 clicks.
Just to zoom out on this, I think FaZe ultimately is a portrait of like the gaming like enterprise in like a focus in that like all of esports blew up in this huge way at one point, and so much money was rolling in, and all these orgs were really like expanding kind of exponentially, and then kind of the bottom fell out, right? Like all of a sudden all the investment dollars went away.
Yeah.
And there wasn't really the revenue stream that they thought they were.
And I don't know how FaZe makes money.
Well, every org in its own way has like downsized, right? Especially with like the popularity of League of Legends and some of these keystone esports titles diminishing. Now, the difference is these other esports orgs didn't tweet out Control-Alt-Delete after wiping the slate with people that were working at their company. It's just,
yeah,
it's a very FaZe way to handle the reality of the industry.
Yeah, I think that because of the Elon Muskification, or I guess like the late stage capitalist era that we're in, I feel like they're going to succeed.
I just saw the reply from FaZe right there where he just called someone the R word.
Yeah, he's like, I'm not corpo, dude. You're an R word. I won't say it. Oh, I won't even read it. That's how woke I am. Anyway.
Yeah.
Look, I see it.
Yeah, my point is like, this is like, fine, it's just a group of homies playing video games. Great. Obviously it's like pretty devastating for all the people that fucking lost their jobs.
Man.
Overall, this entire industry is fraudulent.
I want to get back to the OG FaZe anyway, where they throw dope ass parties with dope ass hot girls and dope ass hot tubs.
Wait, are you doing the character now?
No, I'm just excited to go to the parties.
I just started getting serious, yeah. So she had to bring it back.
I want to go to the hot FaZe parties. Please, Brother Binks.
I just think that, I mean, I guess if we're going to talk about like the positives of FaZe, they are one of the, and always have been, one of the most diverse groups. Like one of the most diverse esports groups in general. They have hella Middle Eastern dudes in there. They got hella Mennonite boys in there always. A lot of black and brown folks in there. Just no women.
Austin, are you okay?
What is happening?
Bro, you need to fix your fucking air conditioning.
It's cold as fuck in here.
No, it's not. It's hotter than
No, it's literally so cold that I'm wearing a jacket.
I'm sweating. I'm sweating in this chair.
What is happening? Do you
Austin,
have to poop?
No, this
no,
is
I
like
don't
a.
To, I don't have to poop. I'm
Austin,
just
this
hot.
Might be a you thing, big dog, because it is cold
I'm
as
freezing.
Fuck in here.
Wait, am I having a panic attack or something?
You might be.
Hold my hand for a second. Just feel how cold my hand is.
Wait, but feel me. Feel me.
Yeah, you're warm.
I'm warm.
You're burning you're up. Like,
feel my back. Feel my back.
I don't want to do that.
Okay.
You're burning up.
It's hot. Do you have air conditioning that works?
Austin,
we are sitting in the air conditioning that works. Four other people in the room have said air conditioning is actually very cool.
Like
right
I could
now.
Use a blanket right now.
Yeah,
really? I'm so cold.
Feel my back.
I really don't want to feel your back. I hate touching.
I think it's because I just drank coffee and it was hot. I'm sorry, but I'm good. I'm good now.
I like that your immediate response though was like,
why don't you have some iced coffee?
That'd be a good idea. But I don't want to derail the conversation anymore.
No.
Go ahead.
I think that was
the
meme.
I think we're done with
that.
Was
yeah, we're done. We're done. Well, let's see
now,
where it goes.
American me up. Marsh, pull it up.
Cute eagle scream.
He's throwing up in the bathroom.
Yeah, Marsh left.
Fireworks on screen. Go back to my previous segue that I cooked up that was great. So today, guys, I don't know if you know what happened over the last 3 days. But it is one of the biggest institutions in sport, the NFL draft.
Yes. Yes. The
I
NFL
did.
Draft.
I sent you links on, there you go. So I don't know if you know this, cutie, but the NFL draft is where every year all teams select their players of the future, right?
We talked about this. We taught her, remember?
Yeah, yes. I learned all about it.
You don't watch football,
but I know about the draft.
Well, it's a big deal.
Sometimes, sorry, I'm holding this and it kind of looks like I'm holding my penis. And I wonder if you guys were boys, is it fun to just sit here and hold your penis?
Big time.
Because there's like nothing to do with my hand, but I'm holding my little bare penis.
I hold my cock when I sleep.
Oh, me too. You do that too?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I think I would do that.
I don't do that.
Well,
That's crazy that you do that. I thought it was like weird that I do. No, I do that.
I just like having stuff in my hands.
I hold my weebos, but that's neither okay, here sorry. Nor there.
Draft.
So everybody watches the draft together. Football.
What the
fans.
Heck? Not me. Why didn't I get invited?
Well, you can watch it. I did a
Is
broadcast.
It over?
Oh yeah.
It's
oh,
because you're okay. dating a theater kid and not a jock.
But a big part of the draft,
and
he
never had the makings of a varsity athlete.
The way it works is the coach, the GM, and the rest of the staff of the team will call the young athlete and be like, hey, in this example, CeeDee Lamb, we're taking you with the 11th pick.
Wait.
Welcome to Dallas.
So they're not, I thought... Oh my, what? Okay.
Yeah.
I thought this was like Deal or No Deal. And like all the boys are in the background and they wait until they get called and then they jump up and they're so excited. They're at home.
So
some
only,
of them.
Only like the top 30 prospects will be at the draft.
But oh my God.
Anybody outside of that will be at wait, home for a draft.
But not
draft
necessarily.
Party.
Some of the top 30 prospects are at home. I think they make
yeah.
the choice.
No, right? I'm saying, but usually outside of that,
oh, yeah,
those
no.
people are not.
No.
Yeah.
Do they know that they're going to get a call or not?
So no one knows for sure if you're going to be drafted or when you're going to be drafted. You can make a good prediction on like the first two rounds of guys, but 257 players are selected at the NFL draft every
so
year.
So you're telling me someone could be at the grocery store thinking, man, there's no chance.
No.
And then they go,
no,
oh,
most likely not.
They, so you have to declare for the draft. So for example,
I declare for the draft.
Well, one really funny example this year is the Jets drafted a guy named Jaquizz Stingers, who never played college football.
Whoa.
He played in the CFL and they gave him a call and he didn't really know if he was going to get the call or not.
Where was he?
I'm not sure. I didn't see video of that. But like one kid, Brendan Rice, was actually at a funeral when he got
oh,
the call.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Damn.
So okay.
That's awkward.
But like you're also some like... people are sitting here thinking they're going to get the call and sometimes they never get the
so
call.
So this is CeeDee Lamb right here.
Okay.
CeeDee Lamb is a top prospect. He knew he was going to get the call.
He looks
right?
cool.
Yeah, he's very cool. So he's with his family, and this is a draft day party, right? And a lot of athletes will do
they
this.
Need more
they,
snacks.
Where they think, when they think they're going to get the call, their family and loved ones will get together.
Aww. Imagine they don't get the call, and all the family and loved ones are together.
This has happened to athletes. This has happened.
Oh.
So, all right, ready?
Okay,
now, there
I'm
is
ready.
Something that has happened.
CeeDee Lamb, my new favorite
over
player.
The history of the draft.
Okay.
And it's become a trend.
Okay.
And it is the college girlfriends of NFL athletes all of a sudden realizing that their mans might be leaving the equation.
Oh.
And there is a highlight reel of very awkward interactions with the girlfriend. Let's pull up CeeDee Lamb. See if you can notice what happens here, cutie. His girlfriend on the right. Oh, she goes to take a look at the phone, and he says, nope, I'll take that back. Give me that. So pause. So this moment has gone very viral.
Why did she take it?
She wanted to look at who was texting him.
Oh.
And he went, nope.
Oh,
because now he's getting all these congratulation texts.
Oh, and he. Oh,
and let me
maybe
tell
one
you,
of his
it's
side.
Not. You know who's not from? Not Bill Belichick.
Wait, that's
not yeah. not Robert Kraft texted him congratulations, and he's so scared about that.
Yeah.
Can I be devil's advocate?
Sure.
What Brittany if because he was on the phone? What if he's that was her phone?
Maybe.
Because maybe that's her phone in his hand, but he's on the phone, but he's trying to like text his mom from her
Could
phone.
Could be. We only get a glimpse. Here's another we glimpse. This is another interesting thing that happens. Sometimes
okay.
the athletes need to be protected from their girlfriend by their mothers. And this has happened a lot.
Protected from the girlfriend?
Take a look. This man has just been drafted.
Congratulations.
Big tackle in Isaiah Wilson from Georgia. Came from Brooklyn.
This bitch out of here.
Even time to adapt to the heat and conditioning in the South, playing at Georgia, and now he'll be playing for the
Pause. So
she said, "I don't want you in the footage."
What year? What draft was this?
Dr. Umar this, approves.
I think this was 3 or 4 years ago. This dude.
Oh yeah, look at her. She's loving wild. That she's on the camera.
Yeah,
oh,
she got the Poly Prep jersey on, and she gets bounced.
Dr. Umar approves of this. The behavior of the mother.
Are they still together?
No. hell no. And so there's another example of this. If you go to the Olufashinu one, this is in this draft. Not this one. Save this one. This one. So this is Olufashinu. This is this year. Watch Olu's mom.
He's got so many friends and family.
Yeah, watch his mom, though, box out his girlfriend here on the left side. So this is, she could play O-line. Like, watch this. Watch this box out.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Just boxing her out. That's a jet right there, baby.
Do you think she was doing it on purpose?
That one doesn't look as intentional.
She's trying to get a leg grab in. She's like,
yeah,
no.
No, she can't get anything.
At least she's being good. She's not making it about herself, really.
No, I don't think her mom was doing... Oh, look, there see? No, that's... Yeah. No, that's... See, the mom... Oh, that's sweet, though. That's sweet. Yeah. No, that's super sweet. I love that.
I want to get drafted.
Well, this is just a humorous...
I know, but that wasn't even... That was like... I didn't even... That was a sweet moment for me. I like the mom.
Close this
one. This one's not as...
So that's Olufashinu, by the way.
Uh-huh.
New York Jet. 11th player selected off the board. He's going to protect Aaron Rodgers' blind
side.
We
should draft more.
Wait, Aaron Rodgers is still...
Yes. Yes. Listen, Hassan, your body is like a 60-year-old because you pumped it full of Pfizer chemicals. You're vaxxed, and your body is melting like an old bag of ice.
Counterpoint, Travis Kelce, bagged the hottie, literally the it boy, also has a Super Bowl ring, played more than four downs.
And he loves vaccines.
True. Also, second counterpoint, ever since I got the gay autism vaccine, I have literally shed pounds.
Right.
I'm in the best shape since the peak
of COVID. Are you on Ozempic?
No.
Oh.
That was drama.
Why would I? If I was on Ozempic, brother, I would have lost all the weight way faster.
If I was on Ozempic, you guys would fucking know it.
Last video.
It would not have taken me 2 years to lose.
This is maybe one of
pounds.
The most famous.
Well, okay. You look good.
This is Russell Wilson on his draft
night. Okay, I know Russell Wilson.
With his girlfriend, who would later be left for Sia.
What does Sia mean?
His wife.
His wife, yeah.
Left for Sia. Yeah.
Like, that's her name.
Oh.
Like, he didn't mean, like, he left for Sia.
Like, is Sia, like, the chandelier singer?
No. Is it Sia? Wait.
I don't think Russell Wilson is the Sia, the chandelier singer. I know that's beautiful. You really hit
Wait,
that. But
that's Thank who he's you. Married to? Yeah. No, Ciara, sorry.
Oh, fuck.
He's dyslexic.
So Ciara, like, 1-2 step, Ciara.
Yeah.
It'd be pretty funny if he left for
Ciara,
though.
Ciara? I'm sorry, I'm dyslexic.
Is it seriously the same one that did 1-2 step?
Let me pull it up. I don't listen to her music, but I know he's married to
It'd be pretty funny if Russell Wilson married this.
Yeah, that would be a very different story.
Okay, play the video.
It is.
Okay.
Nice.
So this is his girlfriend who he would marry, but everybody kind of knew on draft night. See if you can identify who his girlfriend is.
The Seattle Seahawks select Russell Wilson, quarterback, Wisconsin.
All right, we're going to zoom out here a little bit. Hold on.
Let's go, baby, he says. Oh, jeez. That's my nightmare. My nightmare is my boyfriend gets into the draft and I make a weird ass face on the video. This is my new nightmare.
Well, don't worry. Your boyfriend's not getting drafted for nothing.
Maybe
the military.
Maybe the military.
Nah, his ass is too
fat. We should do military drafts like this.
You're at home.
You're going with your family. Afghanistan. It's like
the army.
Thanks, coach. I'm ready.
Yeah.
No, I just wanted to share with you guys because I know you're not huge football folks, you two, but the draft is pretty excellent. It's a little glimpse into the athletes' nights, and it gets you excited because you get into the parasocial element of like, this guy's on my team.
Well, I never thought of that. It's like so true.
It's cool
though.
Too. Like, their lives are changing.
Once you. It's over.
Yo.
If you're in a relationship and the guy, it's over.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's not a for sure. It's not a for sure. Okay.
Yeah, because there's some that go in married. Like the Vikings drafted a guy, JJ McCarthy. He's married with a wife and everything.
Well, people also do this when they're like famous. Like no, like Jeremy Allen White was like a dipshit. Like left his wife and kid. Barry Dixlinger, Kyogen or whatever his name is, left his wife and kid. And it's
Barry Keoghan's not gay.
No, he's with Sabrina Carpenter.
I'll be honest. If I win an Academy Award.
Uh huh.
I gotta fuck around.
No.
wait. Will's
Barry
got a good
Keoghan's
point.
Not gay at all.
No,
he had a wife and kid.
No,
not even
he
a little
looks
bit.
Like
what
a
do you
lesbian
mean?
Woman. Like I thought
he you does. Are such. You're a bitter little bitch.
You know what? So for how progressive you are, it's so crazy how you have these takes.
He's not even 6'4", bro.
He looks like he's kind of a to be honest.
Wait, did you know, like, from the jump that he wasn't gay?
Yes.
Wait, that actually makes the Saltburn shit genuinely impressive.
It's not impressive a gay man does it?
Guys, let me explain something, though. We have to dial back, other than the fact that Barry Keoghan is not gay.
Do you think Barry
Keoghan
actually slurped real cum out of the bathroom?
No, obviously
I mean,
not.
Does he need to be gay to do that?
No, obviously not.
Straight men can slurp cum, too.
Yeah, exactly. Have you ever gotten high on your own supply?
No.
You ever eaten your own?
I hated that sentence.
Listen.
What? Have you ever eaten your own?
Maybe it's because he's Irish. I don't know.
That's wild.
Like that's insane. I never knew Irish people.
I didn't know Irish
acted
people
that
could gay. Be
gay. Yeah.
Listen. All right. I'm gonna dial something back.
Okay.
When you're super famous, you need to have affairs.
No, Will.
So that you can stay in the news cycle.
That's a good point.
That's why they do it.
No, that is not why they do it.
Yes.
No.
Are you? Hold on, Will.
Their publicist comes in,
Will.
And they're like Barry. You're blowing
your
up, baby. You're blowing up, baby.
Wait.
We need to get you a hot toddy affair.
Well, are you saying that most people that get married, because most people that get married aren't famous, they settle?
No, I'm saying that you need to have a spicy affair to make it in People magazine.
Do you think everybody should have a spicy affair?
If you win an Academy Award.
I think it's supply and demand. I think that's the weird thing with fame is all of a sudden, can we talk about the bitches that all of a sudden Ludwig gets famous because I was with him when he wasn't famous.
Yeah.
All of a sudden he gets a bunch of viewers and these motherfucking ladies, not nice, slide in his DMs. They still do it. And I'm like,
Cutie.
Wait, so there's, what sort of things do they say?
Hi.
Okay, that's benign, right?
Or a hey.
A hi with a little smiley face.
Dude, Austin.
Is it a smirk?
If a girl sends me more than three eyes, she wants to suck down on my hog.
Is that how girls are?
What?
Sorry, I'm literally doing
like,
a deep
dive
into
Barry Keoghan. Do they send him like, nudes or do they?
No. I mean, there's levels to it.
Even worse, they send him emojis.
Oh, God.
No. You know it's bad when it's not emojis. They type out the smiley face.
No.
That's when you guys know.
Oh. Whores. Wait, does that mean they're trying to fuck?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not being delusional here for the record. I know when a girl's not flirting when she's just saying, hey, but like, if I told you the names, you'd be like, oh. Yeah. Anyway, but there's...
Tell us the names after stream.
I can do that. There's been a few. But, and there was like another girl at like TwitchCon that like went up to him. He was like...
Are there any that we wouldn't expect?
No, I don't think so.
Oh.
We would expect all of them.
Yeah. Can we take that again?
Can we take that again?
Yeah.
Are there some that we wouldn't expect?
Yeah.
Oh!
He's just such a hot commodity.
I mean, be honest. He's tried to fuck Ludwig before, right?
Yeah, I know.
That is not true.
I'm like,
it's absolutely.
Stop DMing.
I have never tried to fuck Ludwig.
You have literally.
Okay, I'm going to give you a scenario.
Okay, look.
You guys are at TwitchCon EU or something. Mm. All of a sudden, in the bathroom, Ludwig's there.
Okay, keep going.
Up against a wall and says, I'd bottom for you.
Well,
it's not happening.
Yeah, but I'm in a corner. I'm backed into a corner at that situation.
I'm backed into a corner.
If Ludwig, I mean, yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't know what I'm supposed, cutie, with respect. What am I supposed to say in that situation? You were in a committed relationship. Imagine that phone call, cutie. I had sex with your boyfriend. That'd be a wild.
That would be the best pod.
No, Austin wouldn't even tell me. I'd like find out through somebody else.
Yeah.
To be honest, though, no. Ludwig and I are friends.
You'd find out.
No,
through
I'm
Aiden.
Gonna be honest. Can I come to his defense?
What?
He might fuck Ludwig, but he would tell you. Because his guilt would eat him alive.
He would tell you. You'd tell Caroline. Caroline would tell me.
No, Austin would tell you.
No.
I would probably just not do it.
No, he would
he
not.
Would do it.
He would do it, and he would not tell anyone.
No, I have too much anxiety for that. I would ask you. No, I'm more likely to ask you for permission than I am to call
Kitty,
you.
Your boyfriend is gay.
Yeah.
But all of this to say, I think, like, literally people get famous and they start getting, like, an onslaught of messages and interest. And then it's just, like, new and exciting. And then they leave their wife and kid.
You don't think that it's also because, like, as people become famous, I get the options thing. But I also think there is something weird where I think
they joined the Illuminati.
No. You guys know this. You guys know this. When you become a public figure.
Uh-huh.
Your life, your interests, a lot of things change. Mm. And for certain people, I think it is hard to relate to a partner if they don't have this like jaded worldview now. And I think that happens to a lot of folks.
It's interesting because it's hard to understand the lifestyle of somebody that is in the public eye unless you're in it yourself. Not, I mean, we're not really in the public. I mean, you know, relative to like a celebrity. But
well, you're the twink guy.
Well, I mean, that's what people call me. But, you know, it's different. It's different. Yeah. And you have to, and sometimes it's a little bit of an adjustment. And the problems that we have are problems nobody wants to hear about.
Yep.
Right? And sometimes that's difficult in a relationship. So finding somebody, that's why you see a lot of people dating within the industry.
I think it is infinitely better if you are fortunate enough to fall in love with someone, be in a relationship with someone before you become super successful, especially because that means Bubba Yapma. Oh my God, he's just trying to get my attention while I'm trying to talk over here.
What did he do? Did he moon you?
No, he's just trying to like flip me off. No, he's not mooning me. He's trying to flip me off.
That'd
okay.
be so cool.
But like Turkish style, he's doing this.
Your dad is fucking funny.
Okay, let's just he's get back out of to it. Show. I was making a good point. God damn it.
I don't know if you were.
I think it's good. No, I think if you're very a lot of people don't realize
you're
this, but like you're
like
very fortunate that you met someone that likes you for who you are and not for your status or whatever the fuck else you bring to the table.
No,
not
I
to say that that's the only thing that people care about when you are famous, but like it's definitely not that because you were broke when you met this person. So you're actually in the best possible scenario because neither of you guys were shit when you started dating Ludwig. And now you're both.
She was famous. I was at my peak.
Yeah, she was famous.
Okay, both of you guys were nowhere near as famous as you guys were, and also you have the benefit of it being
because you're a woman.
I was literally gapping both of you. I was clearing both of you. I was like, who omega lols left and right? Who the fuck are these guys?
No,
I was trying to date you
when they.
That's true.
On I remember Lover
when they met you. I was building your career.
I recall it was terrifying. That's also true. Anyway, the point I was trying to make is that like then you. You don't have any confusion about why this person was with you.
Ludwig only dates me for my money, and I know it. And my double D's.
Yeah, you'd
sick.
Yeah.
Do you guys not understand that? Did you not feel
it's
that?
It's a Patrick Mahomes situation, him and Brittany.
That's the worst
They're
example.
Like high school sweethearts.
That's the worst
why?
Example.
Is there drama? I know nothing about them.
No, I mean, like, he's great. He's
okay.
Awesome.
Okay.
Kenny Powers, baby.
Well, there's another Steph Curry. Isn't his high school sweetheart?
Well, Steph, she's a goddess. And
yeah.
They have beautiful, awesome kids.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of people that are like, you know, took
LeBron James.
Well, I don't think. Didn't he cheat on his wife?
Never. He would never do that.
My goat would.
My goat would not do that.
Oh.
He
might
would
have
not.
Different goats.
And all of the things that people say that he has cheated, this white supremacy talking.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right. It's racism. It's racism. That's what it is. Okay, let's move on from this topic. Let's move away from LeBron hate. Stop LeBron hate.
I don't think he's hate. I don't hate him. Austin, I'm sad because you need your clips. We have a few more minutes left in this episode.
I know I haven't talked a lot this episode, yeah, which is totally fine. You know, I think people needed me to be silent.
No.
Silence is violence, Austin.
They needed me to
Why
be silent.
Why did they need that?
Because now they'll have to find a new problem.
What?
To get angry at. I've got a few topics.
Okay.
I didn't have just
We lost
shit.
Marsh.
Yeah, he's not here.
It's
Marsh.
Okay. I've been checking the time.
What's going on? Are you all right?
I don't think he's well.
I don't think he's good. Podcast topics.
I'm the producer now. I can see the button. I'll push the button. He's with Fifi.
This is stupid. These are dumb topics.
Austin, I'm just trying to give you you get your
Austin,
10 minutes
give us
of
a
TikTok
dumb topic
time.
Right now. Give me a dumb topic right now.
I wrote down there's an entire nude cruise.
Austin, that's not how you do topics. You say, have you guys heard about this entire nude
cruise?
Well,
this is another airport related topic.
Oh.
Marsh is laughing.
Marsh
from the
is
living
laughing
room.
From the couch.
I got XQC. I got some drama. XQC recently got called the F slur by uh-huh. one of his friends within the Kick community.
Yeah.
For kissing me.
Yeah.
Evidently, he was in a call with a bunch of people, and somebody showed a photo of XQC. We can probably pull it up in post because he's not here.
I got it.
But there's a photo. Stop. There's a photo of XQC kissing me.
Don't fuck it up, please.
And he gets called the F slur, and then there's like this all this drama, and people are trying to like investigate whether XQC's gay or not. And what's crazy is through all of this drama, I never got called the F slur.
Right.
Throughout the whole thing.
That's Wait, oh, your crazy. Drama is that they're not calling you the F slur?
I don't want them to call me the F slur, but it's
Do
wild.
Do you kind of want them to call you the F slur?
No. I don't want them to call me the F slur. I'm just saying that it's just crazy it's that just the gay guy man. Didn't get called the F slur.
Swap out.
That's not the right photo.
Was that you in XQC?
Cutie, that was phenomenal. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was not.
Congratulations.
But anyway, yeah, that the drama is, well, the drama isn't that I wasn't called the F slur, but it is interesting. I think,
Googled
that
gay
I wasn't
boys
called the
kissing.
So
do you think you weren't called the F slur because you are actually gay?
No, I think they just didn't care about shitting on him.
Well,
at
that's
all.
What I think we need to take this F slur. I think we need to take the word back as we have, and we need to use it for homophobes.
Why is my armpits on your front page?
So we need to take. That's Anti Piker.
What the fuck, Hassan?
Yeah, you.
My armpits kind of look like vaginas.
The fuck?
Pull that back up.
No, don't pull my pits up.
Your pits
Did you
look
just
like
look
vaginas.
At Hassan Piker's armpits yeah, and look say like a that vagina. Looks like a. Oh no, baby.
Get back to the F slur.
I don't care. Fuck it. I don't care.
I thought it was.
Just
care.
Admit it. Do you miss XQC?
No, I don't care.
Do you miss his luscious lips?
Huh?
Do you miss his luscious lips?
I don't care. F slur, whatever. Who cares?
I think it's.
Austin's just over.
I think it's kind of funny that XQC and I guess like.
You're hot too.
It's wonderful watching like. Stupid fucking subreddits like decide on a whim as soon as like a couple of their favorite content creators turn on certain topics, change their attitude dramatically. Like now, I guess Diverselli and XQC both are anti like homophobia and transphobia. So LSF is now all like, yeah, these guys are fucking so stupid and they hate trans people. Like, look how dumb they are. And XQC actually did a phenomenal job, as a matter of fact. Aww. I can't believe I'm saying this. Mm-hmm. Defending
job,
trans rights against Aiden Ross, which is, you know, not the boldest or bravest or most intelligent interlocutor. But still, you know, the conversation was had. And now all the juicers are pro-trans.
Yeah, but I have a fantasy. And it's Bro.
Being
called
the F slur.
Not being called the F slur. Like, that'd be a horrible thing to happen. But it's, and I'm not a confrontational or violent person. But if I got called the F slur, the fantasy is to beat the shit out of that person and spit on them and then call them the F slur.
Wow.
Back. I don't know why my response to homophobia is to be more homophobic to that
Dude,
person.
Dude, creator boxing. You versus whoever says it.
The F-slur?
Yeah.
I mean, that would be... I would come out and whoop their ass in pride shorts.
That'd be funny.
I mean, that's pretty sick.
Yeah, you know how they have the nickname across the belt for a box? Yours just says bussy?
Yeah.
Or the F word.
Wait, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I may do that.
Just no punching in the face.
Wait, I wonder if Aiden wants to fight.
I don't think Aiden wants to fight.
You would have to cut a lot of weight, I think. He's
you think so?
Yeah, I think he's a lot tinier than you are.
I don't weigh that much. I weigh like 158.
I bet you'd have to get
he probably him and I probably weigh him and I probably weigh the same. I'm guessing
Austin wants to box Aiden Ross.
He doesn't have the same like amount of muscle, but him and I definitely weigh the same for sure.
I like that.
Yeah. Okay, we're at an hour. Hey guys, I have an announcement for the Patreon because I want to service the patrons. I'm starting a new segment on the Patreon. What?
Yeah,
I want to service the patrons.
You want to service them?
It sounds service a little.
No. Say it like that. Austin is going to service you.
The fan competition.
All the patrons are going to get in the line.
So on the Patreon, we're gonna drop a phone number that you can call and you can leave messages, and I will be answering and listening to your voicemails with one or myself of our crew.
We're gonna put Austin Show's cell phone number on the Patreon.
We're gonna do this. Hold on. I'm trying. Oh my god, I'm trying. I'm trying. Hello?
I like it.
Okay, I'm gonna listen to and answer voicemails of those on the Patreon with myself and hopefully one of these co-hosts.
I'll do it.
Okay, we'll do it. We'll do it once a week.
I have a ghost story.
Yeah. we'll rotate. Thanks, guys. We'll see you in the Patreon.
Bye.
Peace.
No, I once fucked so hard I passed out.
Yeah, there you go.
Mid-sex. Because I was like late teens. And I was really a girl that I wanted to impress. And she did this. She was like, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. And I was like really past the threshold. It was hot. It was summer in Princeton. And I just fainted.
Did you finish?
No, I fainted.
Did you? But I know you. You got back up. You got back on the horse.
Oh, I got back on the horse.
I know you did. Back on the horse.
Yeah, of course.
Judy, have you ever nutted so hard you cramped up?
Your butthole cramped?
Sometimes I nut so hard I get the period asshole cramps. It's crazy.
Hell yeah, bro. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about, sister.